Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking all about a martial arts icon. I'm sure everyone out there, most people at least, would be familiar with this man, Bruce Lee. he was known as the Dragon. He was, like I said, a martial arts icon because he was one of the people who first brought martial arts into the mainstream. And that was a big deal because back when he first started making his movies and even teaching outsiders, foreigners, about martial arts, back in places like China and Hong Kong, where Bruce Lee grew up, there was a lot of people that were very shocked because this was not something you did. You did not reveal these ancient ways to outsiders.
Ooh.
It was just not something that was done. So this was breaking away with tradition, but he's been gone for decades now. He died at a very young age, but we still look back on him with a lot of reverence and a lot of respect because he lived by a lot of great principles and he had a lot of discipline.
He had a ton of discipline. You know, I was surprised to learn that he was actually born in the U.S., but he didn't grow up there. So he grew up in Hong Kong. He was born in San Francisco. His parents were there at the time. So when he turned 18, he came back and had his U.S. citizenship, which was great. I still think he's probably the most well-known martial arts master of all time. Even though we didn't have him around for very long, I think he really made his mark. Well, let's go ahead. We're going to talk about his life for the next couple of days and his tragic death as well. So let's get going. We're going to talk about Xiaolong, Li Xiaolong, Bruce Lee, The Rise of a Dragon. In China, martial arts have been around for perhaps thousands of years. But in the West, they did not become a part of mainstream culture until the early 1970s. The man responsible for introducing millions of Westerners to Chinese martial arts was the legendary Bruce Lee. Thanks to his incredibly popular kung fu movies, Lee has become a cultural icon and is widely considered one of the most influential martial arts masters of modern times. Lee was born in 1940 in San Francisco, California, but was raised in Hong Kong until his late teens. When he was young, Lee seemed more like a street fighter than a future movie star. He had a violent nature and was always getting into fights with other boys. Lee's parents were dismayed by his constant fighting, so they decided to enroll him in a martial arts class, hoping it would help him channel his energy appropriately. Lee excelled at martial arts, but his street fighting only increased as he entered his late teens. Fed up, Lee's parents sent him to America, where he attended the University of Washington. There, he studied drama and philosophy and met his future wife, Linda Emery. In 1964, Lee dropped out of college and opened a martial arts school in California. It was during this time that he was discovered by Hollywood. Lee's first acting role was in the TV series The Green Hornet, which only lasted for one season. When he struggled to land a starring role in any TV shows or movies, he decided to return to Hong Kong.
Okay, so today we're talking all about Bruce Lee, The Rise of a Dragon, but at first we're going to talk about something called martial arts. Now, martial arts are just the varying forms of combat or fighting or even self-defense as well. They combine all those different things. And pretty much every culture and country on the planet has its own varying form of martial arts, no matter where you go. You'll find something like Kung Fu or something like Taekwondo that they have in Korea. A lot of them come from the Asian parts of the world. They come from places like China or Japan or Korea or Southeast Asia as well. The Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, they all have their different forms of martial arts that they might just change a little bit from place to place, but they are different and culturally unique. So when we say martial arts, that's what we're talking about, forms of fighting or self-defense, and they might even involve weapons as well.
Now, I took some karate when I was in college, but I also took judo when I was in high school because I had an older brother and a sister that wanted to learn it too. It was more about your legs and kicking. But once my sister broke her big toe, we stopped lessons. My brother went on. What have you taken, Joe?
Well, I haven't taken any, actually.
Really?
I learned boxing, but that's not really a martial art.
Was it kickboxing? Or?
Just boxing.
Okay.
But I was going to say that judo is a great martial art to learn for self-defense.
Yeah.
It's great for women to take.
That's why
because
we took it.
It involves a lot of throws, for example. So if you happen to get attacked or something, you learn how to defend yourself against attackers. And
against
how to,
a taller, bigger guy.
And how to subdue them or to make it so that they can't actually get to you. So that's a great one, judo.
Yeah. I took karate because I was dating someone at the time that liked karate. So I got my yellow belt, for those of you who know what the belts are about. Anyway, it's fun and it's good exercise. It's great discipline. It's all those things in one. If you hear foreigners say kung fu, it's just what we grew up with. It's your gong fu. But we say kung fu, so give us a break. That's what most people are used to saying. So you can go ahead and teach them the correct way to say it. Why not? Teach them what it really sounds like. Now, martial arts have been around for thousands of years, but in the West, we didn't know what they really were. In fact, if something's not part of the mainstream culture, it means most people don't have any idea what it's like. But once it becomes part of mainstream culture, you know, people see glimpses of it. Maybe it's on TV or in the movies. People talk about it. This didn't happen for us with Kung Fu until the early 1970s. So it's pretty new for us, in the West at least.
That's right. If something becomes part of mainstream culture, it just means that most people would be aware of it. You could ask 9 or 10 people and maybe 9 or 8 of them would know exactly what that thing is. So we say things like pop music or things of that nature, they're part of the mainstream culture. People know about them.
Yeah, if a group first starts out, maybe a lot of people don't know of them, but someone like Lady Gaga is now part of mainstream culture. Everyone knows who she is, except for my grandma, maybe.
Well, the man responsible for introducing millions of Westerners to Chinese martial arts was the legendary Bruce Lee, of course. As I said at the beginning of today's show, before he came along, people in the West, or Westerners as we call them here, and this is a very broad term that refers to basically everyone from outside of Asia, basically. So those could be people from Europe, people from even Africa as well, or people from North, South America. We call all those people Westerners, and they didn't know about Chinese martial arts until Bruce Lee came along and started teaching them all about it. And thanks to, of course, his hugely popular movies, which people still watch a lot to this day. They're still on TV now, even decades after he's been gone.
Yeah, and some guys I know will actually rent the DVDs and just study his moves. He was such an expert. Well, thanks to his incredibly popular kung fu movies, and he only made 4, I think, he's become a cultural icon and is widely considered to be one of the most influential martial arts masters of modern times. I'd go a step further and say he is the most influential martial arts master of all time. Well, if you say something's incredible, that's an adjective form, you're saying it's really great. It's really, really, really wonderful. And here we're using it as an adverb. So it's incredibly popular, very, very popular. And if you're influential, you're someone who has a lot of influence. You're able to change the way people think and behave.
That's right. You're an influence on people, in other words. They want to try to be like you in some way, or they want to try to kind of copy your style a little bit. And a lot of martial arts stars of modern times, I'm sure they would have looked to Bruce Lee, watched his movies countless times,
totally,
and said, okay, I want to be just like that guy. He was awesome. Well, let's talk about Lee's early life. He was born in 1940 in San Francisco, California, up in the northern part of the state there, and he was raised in Hong Kong until his late teens. So born in the U.S., but then he was actually raised, or he grew up, in other words, in Hong Kong. If we say we were raised somewhere, it just means that's where your parents brought you up, in a town or in a city, or in this case, in Hong Kong, and he lived there until his late teenage years.
Until he's about 18. Well, when he was young, Lee seemed more like a street fighter than a future movie star. Now, some of the guys out there especially will know what street fighting is. It's a term we use for usually illegal fighting that you can do in public places. So unlike sport fighting, a street fight might involve weapons, maybe have several opponents. There are no rules. It's just you go for it. A typical scenario might be two guys who get involved in a brawl in a bar. They start arguing maybe over a really cute girl. And then one says, let's step outside. And so they go outside where they start fighting. But in the martial arts community, street fighting and self-defense are often considered to be the same thing. So it's a different kind of thinking with street fighting. It's pretty popular today, though, isn't it, with the street fighting? People just in these fight groups?
Sometimes, yeah. It can be. It depends. Of course, as you said, it's completely illegal to do it.
It is.
In that sense.
But I think you can be killed, so be careful.
I think for Lee, what he was having a problem with was actual street gangs were picking on
him.
Yeah. He was getting chased home from school on a lot of days, yep. And they were just kind of picking on him. They thought he was alone. He was by himself because he was not part of a gang.
So these were like bullies that were going after him.
Exactly. So they thought he's alone, he's weak, we'll pick on him, but... They quickly found out that he was not somebody who was meant to be picked on.
No.
He actually had a violent nature. If you are a violent person, it means that you enjoy things like fighting that are actually very violent. You enjoy getting in fights. You enjoy hitting and kicking and punching and things like that. And he was always getting into fights with other boys. This phrase, getting into fights, this is the preposition we use, getting into a fight. When you start fighting with somebody, when you throw a punch at somebody or a kick or something like that, then you have gotten into a fight. And boys do that sometimes. And he was getting picked on, as I said. So a lot of times he didn't really have much of a choice. But of course, you can always walk away from a fight. Most times you can just say, no, I'm not fighting you, and you can walk away. And usually nothing will happen. Sometimes, of course, you don't really have that choice.
Well, sometimes they don't let you and they jump on you or attack you and you have to defend yourself. Now, his parents were dismayed by his constant fighting. Dismay is a verb we use typically more in writing than we do in speech, but you can say it. If you're dismayed, it means you're kind of disappointed. Maybe you're upset about something. Maybe you're even worried. Well, I can see his parents being all of those things. They weren't happy that he was constantly getting into fights. Now, here we're using constant as an adjective, constant fighting. If you do something constantly, it's happening all the time, or it happens a lot over a period of time. Well, they wanted to change that, so they decided, hey, let's enroll him in a martial arts class so he can get out his violence, you know, in a classroom where he'll be safe. He won't be hurt. When you enroll in something, you sign someone up for a class. Usually we enroll in school. But you can also enroll in online programs like weight loss programs. You can sign up and use that site. Well, they got him involved in a martial arts class. And their hope or their wish was that he would channel his energy appropriately. Unfortunately, his parents were once again dismayed.
Well, that's right. They were dismayed about this. They hoped it would help him to channel his energy appropriately. And if you channel something, it means you direct it in a certain way or you point something in a certain direction. For example, sometimes they might have to redirect a river or something. They will channel it in a different direction. In this case, we're talking about channeling his energy. So putting his energy toward something more appropriate. Maybe he would channel his energy towards his studies in school or something. He would study really hard. So channel his energy appropriately here just means to do something that would be more widely accepted. Anything other than getting in street fights, I would imagine they hoped he would do. But we're going to find out exactly where he channeled his energy to. I'm pretty sure everyone can guess. But first, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的主角呢，他的英文名字叫做 Bruce Lee， 中文名字就是李小龙。相信很多的听众呢，都曾经听过，甚至呢，看过他所主演的电影。我们来看一下在第一段的第三个句子谈到 The man responsible for introducing millions of Westerners to Chinese martial arts was the legendary Bruce Lee. 在这里呢，要了解句子，不妨从 responsible 开始括号，一直到 arts 这样子的一个呢，片语是用来修饰前面的 the man。而如果谈到 responsible for something， 指的呢，就是作为什么东西的缘由或者造成怎么样的一个结果，所以负责向数百万的西方人介绍中国武术 Chinese martial arts 的这个人呢，就是传奇的李小龙。而 legendary 这个形容词则是可以解释成为大名鼎鼎的或者是久负盛名的意思。Thanks to his incredibly popular Kung Fu movies, Lee has become a cultural icon and is widely considered one of the most influential martial arts masters of modern times. 事实上呢，由于他的功夫电影相当的流行，所以他成为了文化的代表人物，并且被广泛的认定是现代最具有影响力的武术大师之一。在这里谈到呢，被认定怎么样，我们就可以用 consider 以被动的方式来代表，而有影响力的，我们则是可以说influential， 非常有影响力，你就可以讲 very influential， 或者是 highly influential， 都可以咯。举个例子来说， She was extremely influential in raising people's awareness of the disease， 指的呢，就是她在提高人们对于疾病的意识方面是非常具有影响力的。第二段就介绍李小龙他的出生背景咯。我们来看一下第二段的第二句。When he was young, Lee seemed more like a street fighter than a future movie star. 事实上，他还年轻的时候，他比较像是一个常在街头的打者，而非未来的电影明星。Lee's parents were dismayed by his constant fighting, so they decided to enroll him in a martial arts class, hoping it would help him channel his energy appropriately. 他的父母呢，对于他不断的一直打架，感到非常的沮丧。在英文里面 ，dismay 本来可以用来当做动词，是使某人不安难过或者是失望的意思，所以在这里 dismayed 就可以当作形容词解释成为失望的，而呢就只好帮他注册去念这个武术的学校咯。怎么后面他的目的则是希望借由参加这样子的 martial arts class 可以帮助他把他多余的精力呢做一个适当的疏导，所以在这里我们就用了一个动词 channel 当作动词，可以解释成为把你的精力或者是想法用在某个特定的方面。
It's time for us to take a short break now on English Digest, but don't go away, we'll be right back.
Welcome
Welcome back, everybody. We're focusing our people unit on Bruce Lee, the very, very famous martial arts master who passed away tragically at a very young age. We talked about how he was responsible for introducing millions of Westerners to this new idea of martial arts. Before, if you wanted to learn martial arts and you were perhaps a Canadian citizen or an American, you would literally have to go over to Hong Kong and study, or to Japan. We didn't really have martial arts schools before Bruce Lee came around. It was really not very well known, but thanks to him, there's been a huge development in martial arts everywhere, not just in Asia, but in the Western world now, too. People think it's kind of cool. Even ladies are really getting into it. I know if some of you have seen some of the James Bond films, you've seen Michelle Yeoh. She's a very good martial arts expert. And of course, we've got our famous Jackie Chan and Jet Li, but we're talking about the original here, Bruce Lee. Now, remember before the break, we talked about how his parents tried to get him to stop fighting by enrolling him in a martial arts class, thinking maybe he'd get out his frustrations there and then just kind of calm down. But what happened when they put him into that class?
Well, unsurprisingly, Lee excelled at martial arts, but his street fighting only increased as he entered his late teens. So if you excel at something, it means you do very, very well. Mm-hmm. And of course, he already had a lot of experience with street fighting, so I guess this came as second nature to him, or it came very easily to him. So his street fighting, actually fighting in the streets, not in a classroom where you have a teacher or a referee watching over you.
Or and a boxing ring.
And there's things that are illegal to do in street fights. Anything goes. It actually only increased as he entered his late teens, his late teenage years. So you can imagine how his parents must have felt after they said, okay, we've got this figured out. We're going to put young Bruce in a class. Then everything's going to be all right. Well, no, it wasn't.
Wrong. Well, when these sorts of things happen, where you're disappointed, when you've had some great expectations, you start feeling this frustration. And we use this phrase, they felt fed up. If you get fed up with something, if you are fed up with something or somebody, it means you've had it. You're sick of it. You want it to change. Maybe you're annoyed or bored or just kind of mad at something. You want to change it. So you're fed up. Sometimes you can get fed up with the weather. You know, during the winter when it's constantly raining, sometimes I get fed up with the rain and I just want some sunshine. Well, they were tired of his street fighting. It didn't seem to help after they put him into the martial arts class because he just took his better skills out to the streets and kept fighting. So they got upset. They sent him to America thinking, we'll get him away from that bad influence, those gangs, those bad friends he hangs out with. We'll send him to America where he knows no one. And that's where he started going to college. He ended up at the University of Washington in Seattle. There are actually quite a few Asian folks that live in that area. So it must have been familiar to him.
That's right. It wouldn't have been a total culture shock for him because in that region of the United States, as you said, there are many Asian immigrant families living there.
Especially Chinese.
So there would have been things that would have been familiar to him there. And this was a very dramatic step his parents took. He must have been getting in just a ton of trouble there for them to have to resort to that. And what I remember reading about him is, yes, he was actually in some danger still living in Hong Kong because he was being attacked so often. His life was actually at risk, so they did have to send him overseas to get him away from that because they thought, well, if we don't, perhaps he might end up dying at a young age.
Yeah, I think the word got out that he was really good, and people wanted to take him on. They wanted to compete and beat him to say, well, I have better skills than he does. So they did the right thing. They got him out of that situation. Well, in 1964, Bruce Lee dropped out of college. He said, I don't want to continue. I don't want to graduate. And that's when he opened up a martial arts school in California for himself. So he went into business for himself. When you drop out of school, it means you leave before you finish your courses. You don't graduate. You can drop out of a class, maybe
you've signed up for an exercise class and you get sick of it. You can drop out of that too. So he dropped out of college, unfortunately, but...Like a lot of people who are gifted and talented, he didn't need the degree to become successful.
He was actually discovered by Hollywood at this time. And we often say that when somebody becomes famous, that they are discovered by Hollywood. Or sometimes we even just say they were discovered. When we're talking in the context of being an actor or an actress, we just say they were discovered, such as the beautiful young actress was just sitting at an outside cafe in New York City one day, and a famous agent happened to walk by. He saw her and he knew right away, if I put that face on the big screen, we're all going to make $20 million. So that person was discovered. That's exactly what happened to Bruce Lee. He was discovered because he opened up this martial arts school, and the word started to spread that there was this master who had grown up in Hong Kong, was teaching, and he was better than the best, and he actually got his first acting role in a short-lived TV series called The Green Hornet. Our listeners might be familiar with this because it has since been resurrected as a new movie starring the Taiwanese pop star Jay Joe, and Seth Rogen as well. He's a famous Canadian comedian who's been in a lot of very funny movies.
I didn't know he was Canadian. I knew he was a comedian.
He is. He's from Vancouver, and he's still quite young, still only in his only in his late 20s.
And he's lost a lot of weight recently.
Well, he did for this movie specifically.
Really?
Because he was known as kind of, you know, the funny fat guy in the movies, because nobody wants to laugh at a skinny guy. It's funnier if they're a bit overweight. And then for this, he had to play the title role, the Green Hornet.
Oh.
Jay Joe was playing his sidekick, Kato.
Okay.
And, of course, if you're a superhero, you got to be in shape. So that's what Seth Rogen did. And Jay Joe took on the role that Bruce Lee made famous.
Hey, that's really cool. Yeah, I thought I recognized the Green Hornet. It's a comic book series, is that right?
I think so, something like that.
Well, unfortunately for Bruce, this particular TV series only lasted one season, which means the ratings weren't high enough, so they canceled it. And after it was canceled, you know, he stuck around Hollywood trying to find another acting job, but he struggled to land a starring role in any sort of TV show or movie, and he got frustrated, so he decided to go back home to Hong Kong. To land something here just means you're successful in getting something. We often use it when we talk about acting gigs or maybe performance gigs that you got. Hey, I landed that gig this Friday. It pays really well. You can land a big order if you're a salesperson, or maybe you land the lead part in a movie, and that's your big break into stardom, hopefully. Well, he didn't have any such luck. He didn't get lucky after the Green Hornet, and he decided to go back to Hong Kong and try his fortunes there. We're going to follow him to Hong Kong, but we're going to have to wait another day to do that. We hope you'll join us when we talk more about his life once he left Hollywood then. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
尽管念了武术的课程，但是李小龙还是很爱打架。在后面就提到Fed up, Lee's parents sent him to America, where he attended the University of Washington. 在这里的 fed up 其实是用来修饰主词 Lee's parents. 如果你提到 fed up 的意思呢，其实就是指对什么厌烦或者是不满的意思。他的父母实在是受够了，就决定呢把李小龙送去美国读华盛顿大学。而当然咯，当中他休学了。在下一段后面的句子提到Lee's first acting role was in the TV series The Green Hornet, which only lasted for one season. 事实上呢，他第一份的演戏工作就是在电视剧里面的《青蜂侠》里面演出。不过呢，这个戏并不长寿，只维持了 one season, 一季而已。When he struggled to land a starring role in any TV shows or movies, he decided to return to Hong Kong. 就当他呢想要努力尝试着在其他的电视剧或电影当中找到当主角的机会的时候，他就决定回到了香港。在这里我们要注意到的是 land 这个动词，它当作动词在这里可以解释成为得到或者是获得什么 东西的意思。所以如果你说 to lend a small role, 指的呢就是得到一个扮演小角色的机会。而获得了一份工作则是可以说 to lend a job。
Well, that's all the time we have today on English Digest. We hope you've enjoyed learning all about Bruce Lee's life. And remember, we'll be doing the exact same thing tomorrow. So be sure to join us then. So until next time, for English Digest, I'm Joe.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.